Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An old phone scam that has made its way around Alaska over the last few years has seen a resurgence on the peninsula recently. Soldotna police are now once again reporting calls of people pretending to be law enforcement, threatening to arrest people unless they provide payment information. An SPD dispatch posted last Wednesday states Soldotna police received numerous calls beginning shortly before 10 a.m. from residents reporting persons claiming to be SPD officers requesting financial payment in lieu of being placed under arrest for an active warrant. The Soldotna Police Department reminds citizens no officer will call asking for monetary or personal information to settle or address claims on pending cases. Similar to a spate of calls from someone impersonating Alaska State Troopers earlier this year, the calls have been spoofing the Soldotna Police phone number. In the AST spoof calls in March of this year, the fraudsters called from the AST dispatch number and reported claims had been made against the individuals and that troopers were coming to their houses.
We've gotten several calls of it today already, and if it goes like it usually does, it's probably going to be quite a few calls going out there today.
ASTA Detachment Commander Captain Mike Zweifel said at the time. In 2022, Peninsula residents reported a spate of phone calls in which scammers impersonated Soldotna police officers. Like the recent incidents, officials then said scammers were using a phone spoofing program to trick caller ID into displaying the Soldotna Police Department's business line. The scammers would then identify themselves as SPD officers and attempt to convince residents they needed to pay up for outstanding warrants. The Alaska Department of Health announced on Monday the launch of the Red Ribbon Week Door Decorating Contest for schools across Alaska. The contest, which closes October 23rd, is part of the nation's longest-running drug prevention campaign, Red Ribbon Week, which occurs annually each October. This year's theme is Life is a Movie, Film Drug-Free, created by Cheryl Holsepfel, a digital art teacher, and Devinch Agarwal, a seventh grader from the Solon Middle School in Ohio. Much like playing a positive role in a movie, this year's theme encourages students to decorate their classroom doors using movie-related imagery while highlighting the importance of living a drug-free lifestyle. Teachers and students are invited to get creative using movie characters, posters, or original artwork to convey the message that living drug-free leads to a brighter future. Resources are available online for educators, including age-appropriate lesson plans. Prizes include an Amazon gift card for the winning door design in each age group and other special designs, a special visit or video from Governor Mike Dunleavy or Department of Health Commissioner Heidi Hedberg, and featured doors on the Alaska Department of Health's social media channels. You can enter by submitting photos or videos of decorated doors by October 23rd using the Department of Health's online submission form, which you can find by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The international advocacy organization Oceana is pushing for the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to take action on trawling. The nonprofit released a statement on October 7th calling on the council to limit trawling in the Bering Sea and Alaska fisheries, saying it is a threat to sensitive seafloor habitats. Trawling involves dragging a large fishing net behind a boat to collect fish. It's a big business. The trawl fishery targeting Alaska pollock in the Bering Sea is the largest fishery in the nation. Critics say trawl gear used in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea makes contact with the sea floor, damaging marine ecosystems. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council will take up the bycatch issue at its February 2025 meeting in Anchorage. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.